We cannot live our best lives with one source of income. You might think it's enough, but it's never enough. Welcome to the Livelihood Matters podcast. I'm your host, Melinda Francois, a business coach, strategist, and project manager. I help people like you to package their unique knowledge and skills to create multiple streams of income and build sustainable online businesses. I've gone from being broke, living paycheck to paycheck, to building a five-figure coaching and consulting company. I did this by overcoming my scarcity thinking, and I've mastered the art of my thoughts, habits, and words to create the life I want for myself. I want to help others to tap into their higher self to create a business they love and to reduce dependency on one stream of income. We each have gifts that can be explored, and this podcast will help you to get the confidence to maximize your potential, to achieve what you want, and take the desired actions to accomplish them. I'll be sharing tips on scarcity mindset, generational poverty patterns, business strategy, online marketing, habit building, and content creation. Growth is intentional and does not have to be lonely. And I'm here to help you build generational wealth one step at a time by taking a look at the whole picture. Welcome to episode 6 of season 1. If this is the first time you are listening to this podcast, welcome. I would recommend that you listen to the earlier episodes to get a better idea of where I'm going and what this podcast is all about. But just to give you a little recap, in episode 5, I spoke about some core areas to focus on during the early stages of your business. I also highlighted a major issue in episode 2, which is moving from a scarcity mindset to abundance. And in episode 4, I discussed the misconceptions about what it means to have a higher education and explained how the system promotes it as being the key to success. In today's episode, which is episode 6, I would like to talk about how having only one income is not enough. Ever since I was a teenager, I was encouraged to find one secure, stable job that would provide me with a secure income. You know, that one of those jobs that where you get paid a fixed salary every 2 weeks or every month, and you are not likely to lose it because of whatever is happening in the economy or the society at the time. Now, having one of those jobs is great, but having one job or one stream of income isn't safe or secure anymore. Does having a job simply mean you are safe for life? How long can that job sustain you? Is one job, two jobs, or even three enough? Thankfully for us in the Caribbean, we are slowly moving away from the idea that only a few select jobs or career paths can lead to success. More and more people are looking towards and specializing in a range of fields. So right now what we are seeing is we have chefs, artists, seamstresses, designers, web developers, and other digital creators successfully launching their careers with public support and endorsement. That's important and necessary. Many of us grew up thinking there were only a few limited paths to success. But as we learn, the more we realize, sometimes success looks like financial freedom, and one of the keys to gaining financial freedom is having more than one stream of income. For many couples and families, money has been a constant issue. Whether we want to admit it or not, money is needed for practically everything. And it's a topic that can make or break relationships. As humans, we want to be able to take care of ourselves, and safety is usually a top priority. If you are familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it's a psychological theory of motivation that states humans aim to fulfill their needs in a hierarchical order, with physiological needs being the lowest. So these are the basic needs human needs to survive, like food and shelter. Safety tends to fall in the lower spectrum of human needs and what people seek to accomplish, whether it's financial, protection, or well-being. These needs must be met before aiming for a higher level of needs. Therefore, when most people are searching for safety and security from a job, they forget to consider the rate of change, sustainability, and inflation. So knowing for every source of income that you have to put in hours in exchange for money is simpler, and that's where the safety aspect comes from. Sometimes with a fixed income, we get comfortable. We stay comfortable even if it gets harder to pay the bills or buy groceries or afford things you really want and like. The question is, What does safety really mean to you? Is having one sure stream of income or one job still safe? Is it enough? I want you to think about this. Then, I need you to assess the times of how safety and comfort might be preventing you from improving your life. If you have a job or a secure source of income, are you still living paycheck to paycheck? Are you financially ready to handle an emergency? If you lost that source of income today, how would that affect your life? The thought of having one safe income can keep you stuck in the same financial situation for years, decades even. You may feel a sense of security and with everything laid out for you and steps and methods to follow. You do not have to worry about taking risk or setting structure. It is easier, I know. But could it hurt to have another source of income? Let's say a side hustle. A side hustle can provide additional safety if you choose to treat it like a proper business with a vision, mission, goals, and a strategic plan. Our world is changing and you should prepare for the unexpected and big changes in the way we live and work. Economic situations are evolving every day and you do not want to be negatively impacted if you can't avoid it. That's why I want to share two reasons why I think safer income doesn't exist. First of all, having one job is not the end all and be all. It is not indefinite. This pandemic has proven to us how fragile the job market can be. In 2020, millions of people lost their jobs and many were made redundant because some businesses really couldn't afford to meet their operating costs in the midst of prolonged shutdowns. The only option was to let go staff in some instances, and that has had a ripple effect on economies and societies across the world. So the people who worked 20 years at the same company suddenly lost their jobs. Now, while this does not occur every day, these people believed they had a safe job. They relied on one job to provide for their families, to send their children to school and to take care of their homes. Then, there are those who worked in multiple positions and organizations and switched their jobs as their level of experience increased. Some of them were able to keep their income source or even create new ones during the pandemic, but it still wasn't safe. Anytime the economy can make a shift or the company projected plans do not go as intended, their so-called safe jobs are at risk. Whilst you might not be at risk, about 1 to 10 people will lose their jobs just due to business decisions. So do you see where I'm going? If safety is tied to monetary value only, you will only feel safe when you know money is sure. I want you to know that money can be made anywhere and your job is just one. Secondly, the cost of living changes over time. Inflation increases the cost of living and people tend to increase their marginal propensity to consume as their income increases. This simply means the more money people make or they earn, the more things they desire and they want. Their standard of living increases, so they keep feeling like they never have enough money when it's just their taste and preferences that increases as more money becomes available. It has happened to most of us, myself included. The monthly disposable income is not fixed, and what you once considered financial security will be barely surviving. So you think one source of income is safe, but that's not safe anymore because the cost of living is increasing. So for example, $100 could buy groceries for a month, but now that can't happen. Nowadays, the average employee, depending on one stream of income, does not get to build the life they want. Struggle is still a normal part of their livelihood, even when they have that fixed income hitting their bank accounts every week, fortnightly, or month. You can only earn up to a certain amount with one job or in a particular position. So if you work for one scale of income whilst the other cost of living increases, then you will struggle to sustain yourself. Your income is not necessarily guaranteed to provide for all of your needs. So guys, you deserve more than a safe income. You deserve fulfillment and freedom to live on your own terms. You deserve to define your own safety and not feel like it's linear. You cannot acquire this from one means. If you're fighting at the thought of moving from having a safe income, let's talk about it. Let me just tell you, a safer income doesn't allow you to make better broad life choices. There's a greater appreciation for life when you do not have to watch your pennies so closely. We are on earth to do more than just survive. When we barely earn what we need, we cannot make a change in the lives of others. We limit ourselves. I'm going to need you to get creative here. What can you do to make some more money? Do you have a skill or talent or knowledge that you can turn into a side hustle? Do you think you can find extra 2 hours a day to dedicate to gaining another sustainable income? If you think you can, but you're not sure where to start, I can help. I teach side hustlers to leverage their knowledge and skills and turn it into an online business. I can help you to unlock your limiting beliefs and maximize your potential if you are ready to start earning another stream of income in your life. I work with content creators, virtual assistants, coaches, professionals, designers, strategists, social media managers, and persons who are fed up of the mundane life and they want something more. If this is something that you really want guidance on, contact me on at Livelihood Matters Podcast on Instagram. So guys, think about what you need, what you have right now, and what is really safe. Do you really think one or two are safe? Think about it. If you enjoyed today's episode, share with a friend, family, or colleague, and let them know which parts you enjoyed. Do not forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Guys, this is episode 6. I'm closing out. Till next time.